I would like to welcome you to this workshop on aid for trade and development finance, which is in fact the second of our four thematic workshops that will be organized this year. For those who may be somewhat surprised to see me in the chair again, let me just explain that Ambassador Ewi Dudu has asked me to sit in for him this morning. He's unfortunately taken up with some unforeseen engagement. The purpose of this thematic workshops is to encourage the sharing of information and best practices between members and international organizations. You will recall that the first of these thematic sessions on aid for trade and agriculture was held in March. The objective of this morning's workshop is to shed light on the relationship between aid for trade and other development finance instruments, especially other trade-related lending, how aid for trade relates to one particular growth area in development finance, that of Islamic finance, and finally a presentation of the aid for trade flows in 2008 and a glimpse at the outlook for the future. Unfortunately, Mr. Al Suwailan from the Islamic Development Bank Group is unable to join us this morning. Although we shall now miss out his perspective on Islamic finance, I would still encourage members to provide insights from their own experiences. Mr. Al Suwailan's absence means that we shall have two presentations today. Our first presenter is Mr. Delphine Goh, who is the lead economist in the World Bank's Development Prospects Group and the lead author of Global Monitoring Report 2010, The Millennium Development Goals After the Crisis. Mr. Goh will address the post-crisis outlook for aid for trade and development finance and will provide key messages from the World Bank's Global Monitoring Report 2010. Our second presenter needs no introduction. I think he's not here yet. It's Mr. Frank Lamassen, who is the principal administrator in the Development Cooperation Division at the OECD. In session two, therefore, France will give an overview of aid for trade flows in 2008. Before passing the floor to our distinguished speakers, I would like to offer some words of introduction about the workshop. Members will note that a background note prepared by the Secretariat, by the WTO Secretariat, has been issued in document WT/COMTD/AFT/W/20. Copies of the note are available at the entrance of the meeting room. As the background note makes clear, aid for trade is an integral part of the global development finance architecture. The 2002 Monterey Consensus on Financing for Development recognized the importance of ensuring predictable financial support for economic growth and positioned trade as one of the central pillars or engines for development. The 2008 Doha Declaration on Financing for Development reaffirmed the Monterey Consensus and specifically recognized the role of aid for trade as, and I quote, an important component of the measures that will assist developing countries in taking advantage of the opportunities offered by the international trading system, the outcome of the Doha Round and regional trade agreements, end of quote. The Doha Conference also reaffirmed the important leveraging role that aid for trade could have in attracting and mobilizing private flows and investment. The background note makes clear how aid for trade and other forms of development finance can interact in support of trade objectives. In 2008, for example, the total trade-related commitments provided by the World Bank totaled $20.8 billion. $14 billion of this total went in non-concessional financing to support the trade-related activities of middle-income countries. The IDA arm of the World Bank provided over $6.8 billion to trade activities in low-income countries in 2008. And $3.5 million US dollars of this was counted as aid for trade-related support. Looking at the World Bank's operation, it is clear that concessional aid for trade is only one component of the total trade-related assistance it provides. This picture is repeated across other multilateral development banks. Total financing for trade has grown significantly since 2002. Much of this financing is provided on a non-concessional basis and not captured in our aid for trade statistics. OECD statistics show that non-concessional financing for trade more than doubled in value between 2002 and 2008 from $11.4 billion to $25.7 billion. I hope that this first session of the workshop will generate understanding of the relationship between the Aid for Trade initiative and development finance more generally. Lastly, before I give the floor to Mr. Delfin, a brief word on the World Bank's Global Monitoring Report series. The 2010 edition is the seventh edition of this annual report, which focuses on how the world is doing in implementing the policies and actions for achieving the Millennium Development Goals and related development outcomes. The reports are a framework for accountability in global development policy and give an outlook on the prospects for development finance generally. The focus of this year's publication is a development perspective on the global economic crisis and its impact on developing countries, on their growth, poverty reduction, and other MDGs. In Chapter 5 of the report, it sets out the outlook for trade, aid, and international financial institutions. So I shall now give Mr. Goh the floor. You have the floor, sir.